Israel is reacting to a different group of dissidents, soldiers who support Jewish settlements in the West Bank and who have begun to act on those beliefs. That has touched off a heated debate about personal politics versus military duty. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has denounced the actions of the soldiers. Others in Israel say they're heroes. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports from Jerusalem.
Last week, six soldiers who serve in an infantry unit in the West Bank refused to take part in the demolition of illegal structures in the Jewish settlement outpost of Negahot. Their actions followed an incident last month when a group of conscripts at their swearing-in ceremony raised a banner in support of settlement activity in the West Bank. Netanyahu, whose coalition includes pro-settler parties, had this to say about the protests.
If you want to destroy the IDF, then support disobeying orders. If you support this refusal, it will bring about the collapse of the state.
The army immediately disciplined the soldiers involved in both incidents. In a statement to NPR, the IDF said political demonstrations within the military framework are strongly frowned upon. Such acts impair the strength and unity of combat units. In Israel, army service is compulsory, and because conscripts come from communities with widely differing views, military commanders have long sought to keep politics out of the army. But the recent protests point to the increasing fault lines within Israeli society, stoking passions on both sides.
What they are doing, in my opinion, it's more dangerous than any kind of terrorist activity by Hamas or Hezbollah.
Avshalom Vilan is a left-wing Israeli politician. The settlements are at the heart of the current impasse in Middle East peace efforts. The Palestinians are demanding that Israel freeze all settlement activity as a condition for restarting peace talks. The international community views the settlements as illegal. Vilan says the issue of settlements divides Israelis as well. And pro-settler groups, he says, are trying to use these protests by soldiers to advance their aim of keeping settlements in the West Bank.
They're trying to change the rules, in my opinion. It's out of any context of any kind of what I know, democracy, what it is all about. And I hope that the Israeli society will be strong enough not to support them.
But those who do support the disobedient soldiers say what's happened is an important message to the government.
Well, I'm very proud of him. He knows and thinks right.
Dr. Yoel Melamed is the father of one of the soldiers who refused orders to evacuate the settlement outpost. He lives in the massive Israeli settlement of Ma'ale Adumim. Melamed says it's unfair to ask soldiers who live in settlements to evacuate people who may be their friends and family.
You need to defend Israel from its enemies. I don't think there's any democracy that uses its army against its civilians. And there's a big problem here. Take the army out of it.
There are fears that these protests may only be the start of a wider movement. Some of the soldiers involved studied at Hesder Yeshivas, which combine religious studies with military service. Those graduates are increasingly playing a more prominent role in the military. According to a recent report, 80% of yeshiva students join elite combat units. The Israeli government is now threatening to end their relationship with several of those yeshivas whose rabbis supported the recent protests. Yeah. Rabbi Shmuel Kaufman teaches young boys at a yeshiva near Jerusalem. He says he tells his students that it is their religious duty to protect Israel, and religious soldiers have an important role to play.
I tell my students that going to the army is a commitment from the Torah, because when one fights for the Jewish people, it is of high religious value. It glorifies the name of the Lord.
Rabbi Kaufman says he doesn't advocate disobeying orders. Still, he says, soldiers shouldn't be asked to choose between their rabbi and their commander.
Politics has no place in the army, but religion is something else. It's a great instrument that can help the Jews be victorious in their wars.
One of Rabbi Kaufman's students, 15-year-old Reuven Magen, says he admires the soldiers who refused orders to evacuate the settlers.
I think it's good because they shouldn't do like things against the country. They are meant to protect Israel, not to evacuate it.
Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News.